The Cat in the Flat, Episode 3.
We should probably get up, you know.
And why would we want to go and do a crazy thing like that?
Well, it's Monday morning. We've not left this room since Friday night, save for going to answer the door to the delivery people. And in case I hadn't already mentioned, it's Monday morning.
Monday morning can go and shove an egg up its nose.
Do mornings have noses?
This one does. It stinks.
I think that's us, Jess. We've been in this room for, like, 52 hours.
54 and a half, actually.
Pedantry is an ugly colour, you know.
Yet I still look fabulous in it, don't I?
You know what? You really do.
I don't have to work today. It's my day off. Can't you just phone in sick or dead or something so we can sleep a little longer?
That solves the work problem. But what about the fact that we stink and have barely been out of bed for the past 2 days?
Nothing that can't be solved by hiding under this duvet.
I've got a better idea.
No. What are you doing? No.
We're going to get out of bed.
Give me back.
Then we're going to shower.
Don't.
And then,
pull that
since
off
we'll be
me.
Clean and a lot less naked, I'm going to take you out for lunch. Remember that place we went to during our first week together? The sushi place you loved?
Careful. Much more of this romance thing and I'll be swooning.
Oh, where's my phone? I'll call in sick and then let's get moving.
I have a better idea.
Oh?
Another hour of cuddling first. Fuck buckets! Fuck buckets full of bum fluff and shit pigeons!
Yes, I'll have lunch with you. On Monday? Sure, why not? I'll set an alarm. Why did I then go back to sleep? Socks. I need socks. I've not seen him in like 8 months and we barely talk. What's with all this wanting to meet up all of a sudden? Okay, not these socks. Maybe doing some laundry would have been a good idea. You'll do. Now, where's that top? Ouch! Oh, who put that bed there? Oh, right, do I have everything? I'm wearing clothes. I have my key. Wallet! Oh, I need my wallet! Now, where's that gonna be? Aha! Found you!
What were you doing in there?
Okay. Let me see now. Hair, combed. Clothes, on. Wallet, check. Keys, also check. 11:50. 10 minutes to do a 30-minute journey. I'll only be 20 minutes late.
You've been nursing that coffee for about 45 minutes.
I know. I don't know why I thought she'd be on time or even show up at all.
I have a bit more faith in her. I don't see her in here very often, but I get the impression that she's kind of a free spirit.
Understatement of the century. She's clumsy, erratic, irritatingly nonchalant. She's basically the polar opposite of me.
Is that a bad thing?
Yes.
Well, it's nice to see you've been working on opening up that rusted shut mind of yours. Still, you love her, right? She's your sister.
Sure, I love her. But the way she lives her life... enough to give me acid reflux.
I think that might be the ridiculously high stress levels.
Very funny.
She just came in. I'll leave you two to it.
I'm sorry. I'm late. Bloody time thieves.
Time thieves?
Have you ordered any food yet?
No, but I've not got long left of my lunch break. I don't have time to eat.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can't you just...
Yeah, I can probably take a little more time, yeah. But it's the principle of it, Yoko. I can't just be on time.
Hey... I thought this was lunch, not lunch and a lecture.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of highly strung at the moment.
It's true. Look at those stress lines. Anyway, you two, what'll it be?
I think we need more time on the food. We've not really looked yet. But can I have
bullet coffee. Two bullet coffees, actually. And he'll take his with about 5 sugars, if you can fit that many in there.
Sure thing.
Okay. Let's look and see what sweet, fluffy buns they have on the menu today. What? You're staring at me, Saul. It's creeping me out.
Egg yolk. You remember my favourite drink?
Ah, as much as bed was nice, the fresh air feels good. I hadn't moisturised in days.
Feels good to have had a shave, too.
You were beginning to look a lot like Captain Caveman with that beard.
It's a good look, you know. Chicks dig the whole bearded cartoon character thing. I should start carrying a club around with me.
And get a rack of Brontosaurus ribs delivered to your car.
I'm pretty sure that's the Flintstones, not Captain Caveman.
Explain to me, in under 30 seconds, what the real difference is.
Nobody in Captain Caveman was as annoying or idiotic as Barney Rubble.
Ouch. 10 points to Gryffindor.
It really is a beautiful day. The only thing better than being cooped up inside with you is being out here with you too. Hand in hand with my beautiful girlfriend. Feeling just such happiness and...
Wow. 1 week and you've become cheesier than a cheese farmer reading a bad romance novel.
Sorry. Just Friday was a big deal, that's all.
You think it was a big deal? How do you think it felt for me? Ever since I transitioned, I found dating hard. Guys have either been put off at the start or I've left it for a few dates and they've called me a liar and said I betrayed them. There are some really, really mean people in the world. And that's discounting all those neckbeards on Twitter.
As someone who occasionally has a disproportionate amount of beard on my neck, I'm trying very hard to not be offended.
I'm serious, David.
I know. I don't mean to downplay it at all. But you know it doesn't matter to me in the slightest, right?
The fact I'm still getting used to. And not because of you. Because of all the hate and hurt out there in the world.
The world sucks. But when it comes to you, Jesse, I don't give a flying spanner. I love you. And that's what matters.
Yeah?
Does it change who you are in the slightest? No. Does it mean you're suddenly a different person to the one I've been dating? No. Does it mean anything then other than you are, at this point in time, totally comfortable with the person that you are in spite of having to overcome the huge challenge of being born differently to the person you knew you wanted to be? No. If anything, it makes you even braver, smarter, and cuter than I ever thought you could be.
But what about my...
huge personality?
David...
I get why it worried you. I'm a straight dude, bruh. We like brewskis and boobs and pussy. Since when has there really been any such thing as straight or gay? Sure, I'm into women. But that's what you are. As for what you seem so worried was going to put me off you, what you have between your legs matters about as much to me as what you have between your toes.
Ew, toe cheese.
Hey, you're the one that made this weird.
All right then, Captain Caveman. We've just got one more important point of business before we go to lunch.
Oh?
Whose turn is it to buy?
So come on! We've talked about me for the past 20 minutes. Not much new, not much change, blah, 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 blah. I want to hear what's going on with you.
I'm fine.
Yeah, you totally seem fine. Not at all on edge or stressed or down or like that giant vein on your forehead is about to pop and shower most of our fellow patrons with blood. Sorry, everyone. That was a bit graphic, wasn't it?
Thanks, sis. You already know how to cheer a guy up.
I'm kind of worried about you.
You? Worried? I don't think you have that much emotional depth.
Hey! Just because I'm wearing a t-shirt with dinosaurs on it doesn't mean I can't be grumpy and grown up like you, big brother.
Grumpy? Is that what you see me as?
Well, it's definitely one of your defining characteristics.
I just... It's Sarah.
Wait. Sarah. That awful bitch who you finally got rid of a couple of years ago.
I guess I should come clean. We kind of got back together not long after we broke up.
But Saul, she was awful. Just totally mean and treated you, well, everyone, like total dirt.
I love her.
I love lots of things that are terrible for me. Doesn't mean I should keep them in my life.
We moved in together 18 months ago.
Oh, so you've been living with her. How has that been?
Not great. I don't think that I can do this anymore.
Do what?
Be with her. Be around her. We may have been living together, but we've been on again, off again so many times. She still knows exactly how to manipulate every single part of my life. And I'm the idiot that keeps forgiving. He keeps forgetting. Keeps going back for more.
Saul, it's not you.
It is me, though. I'm the problem. And I'm the one that keeps going back.
You've been struggling with this the whole time.
Yeah. I've not really spoken to Mum and Dad much.
Whoa, really? You were always like teacher's pet or whatever. You were the one who called home every day. I meant to be the one who never keeps in touch.
I didn't want to worry them. I just told them we were doing fine and that's that. I'm too ashamed to contact them.
This is really heavy duty, Saul. Have you talked to...
No. I'm not going to speak to anyone. This is my fault, my problem. I'm not wasting anyone else's time on it.
Okay. Sorry for suggesting it. So, what are you going to do?
You've been listening to A Cat in the Flat, with Chloe Knight as Yoko, Edward L. Good as Saul, Natalie Spencer as Jesse, James Alexander as David, Susie Houlihan as Sarah, and Michael Webborn as the cat. Additional voices by Jeremy Collins-Webb, Bhavnar Barsar, Jordan P. Dell, Libby Grant, Freddie Parkinson, and Ashton Charge. A Cat in the Flat was written by Kestrel Guyon and directed by Aidan Owen. Find full credits and follow the story online at www.thecatflat.com.